Welcome back to Between the Bar Lines. I'm your host, Dr. Maeve Berry, and today I have a bonus episode for you to talk just about William Byrd. Let's start! William Byrd was born in 1543, just as England was entering one of its most turbulent periods. We've already learned that religious upheaval was tearing through the country. Henry VIII had broken from Rome, and Protestantism was taking hold. Byrd, however, remained a devout Catholic throughout his life. That decision would shape not only his personal struggles, but also his music. Byrd was a student of Thomas Tallis, another towering figure of English music. The two would go on to become close collaborators. In 1575, Queen Elizabeth I granted them both a monopoly to print and publish music in England, and that was a huge deal in those days, because it really gave them both financial security while also having the creative freedom to do whatever they wanted with music. Byrd wasn't just a court musician, though. He was a rebel in his own quiet way. While composing for the Anglican Church and Queen Elizabeth, he was secretly writing masses and motets for Catholic worship. In fact, some of his most profound and emotional works were written not for royal courts, but for secret services held in private homes. Byrd composed everything. Masses, motets, madrigals, consort songs, keyboard works, you name it. I'm going to break down a few of his major contributions. And as always, I'm going to attach recordings to any music that I mention in today's episode in the episode notes for your perusal. Byrd had a huge influence on sacred music. His three mass settings for 3, 4, and 5 voices are masterpieces of Renaissance polyphony. Written for private Catholic worship, they're intimate, expressive, and deeply personal. These weren't just pieces of music, they were acts of resistance. Byrd wasn't all psalm spirituality, though. He also composed consort songs and madrigals, reflecting the more playful social side of Elizabethan life. Works like Though Amaryllis Dance in Green show off his flair for melody and wit. These madrigals also influenced his other English contemporaries like Thomas Morley and Thomas Weelkes. Now, let's not forget his influence on keyboard music. Byrd was one of the pioneers of English keyboard composition. Pieces like The Bells or The Earl of Salisbury demonstrate his rhythmic innovativeness and harmonic richness. He also helped to lay the foundation for the English virginalists who came after him, like John Bull and Orlando Gibbons. The music of William Byrd had a huge influence on music after the fact. Firstly, he was a bridge. Byrd connected the Renaissance and the early Baroque periods, helping to evolve musical style and technique in England. Secondly, his music influenced generations of composers after him, not just in England, but also across Europe. His intricate counterpoint and emotional depth would echo in the works of later giants like Purcell and even Bach. And thirdly, Byrd showed us how music can be both deeply personal and politically charged. In recent years, Byrd has experienced a bit of a revival. Early music ensembles and choral groups around the world are rediscovering his genius. His sacred works, once whispered in secret chapels, now fill cathedrals and concert halls. And actually, in 2023, the 400th anniversary of his death was marked by huge festivals, performances, and new recordings, celebrating a legacy that is refusing to fade. We only have a few more episodes left of this season, so if you haven't told a friend about this podcast, I would sincerely appreciate you spreading the word about how this podcast is helping you learn. Your support means a lot to me, and I'd love to keep these podcasts going. I really hope to see you next time on Between the Bar Lines.